Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures had a volatile day today. We traded lower and higher, so both sides have unchanged. But to finish the day here, we were higher in the corn and the soybeans and lower in the wheat futures. One thing to note is that the July Kansas City wheat went back down to 729 and a quarter. That was today's low, and bounced off that level to close somewhere around 736. That number is considered to be support or the right shoulder of a head and shoulders formation, possibly. Of course, a lot of time left to play that out, but some of the technical guys would say that. So the 725 to 730 level in July Kansas City wheat is real critical. We also have harvest starting this time of year. There's a few combines rolling, but not a lot of disappointment at this point because we didn't have very high expectations here in this far southern plains. But the wheat crop is going to be harvested here around the corner. Corn and beans both higher. July soybeans closed 15 cents off the high. There's continuing talk of some cargoes moving up into the southeast U.S. market from South America. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in a minute. And then corn futures, 3 to 4 cents higher. They're a bit oversold, and so it's just a little bit of profit taking from those guys that have been short.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Yesterday's crop progress showed that we were 88% planted in corn, up 15% from last week, 84% a year ago, and right in line with the five-year average at 88%. That leaves us 8.3 million acres left to plant overall. Keep in mind that most of the time, the good acres get planted first, so the 8.3 million are probably the lower end acres. Soybeans planted 59%, the five-year average is 56%. That's up from 33% last week, so a substantial amount of improvement there. Winter wheat conditions, 30%, good to excellent, up 1%. And again, there's lots of chatter here of beans leaving South America and heading to the U.S. Reuters reported two cargoes of beans from Brazil hit the U.S. southeast ports last weekend, and there's a possibility of seven more of them on the way. Same people saying that that June-July time frame, they're actually being loaded in South America heading for here now. Of course, we haven't actually seen that yet, so it'll be interesting to see if those do head north into the North American continent. And then we've got this rainfall forecast looks favorable over the next 2 weeks for a large part of the corn belt, so that should keep a damper on prices.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers. In the livestock markets, June live cattle were up 55 cents at 136.15. August feeders closed up $2.07 at 195.57. June lean hogs were down $1.95 on the day at 114.55. And in the grain markets, Kansas City July wheat was down 2.25 cents at 736. Chicago July wheat down 2.25 at 638 3/4. Chicago July corn up 2.75 on the day at 472.5. And July soybeans were up 9 cents at 1497 3/4. In the cotton markets, July cotton was down 10 points at 84.87 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.